It started because they got the invitation please.
Our Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. We just ask that you be with us, Lord, and just guide us to make a decision that is best for the nation, Lord. We just pray for those who may be sick today, Lord. Just place your hand of healing on them. Lord, those who may have lost loved ones, Lord, just be with them and comfort them. Also, we'd like to ask a special blessing for the people down in Texas and Florida, Lord, just take care of them and give them comfort, Lord, and keep them safe, Lord. All these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deere?
Present.
Dodie Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next is the approval of minutes for August the 14th, 15th, 21st, and the 23rd. April emailed them to everyone.
Make a motion. Madam Chair, make a motion to approve the minutes if any needed corrections.
A motion by Representative Deere to approve the minutes with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Here.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Yes.
You said here.
4 in favor, 0 against. The minutes have been approved with any corrections. Down to order of business. Fire Department from Hitchta Area Fire Protection Association.
Madam Chair, yes. I'd like to make a motion to put that at the end of the agenda. They want to get their quotes for their equipment.
Oh, okay.
They'll be back at
okay. Motion by Representative Jennings to move the fire department down to the end of the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That will be moved down to the end of the agenda. TR 17-130, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute quotations and terms of conditions with GE Healthcare related to the operation of health facilities. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Representative Barnett for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Good afternoon. This is for replacing our new CT equipment at Coweta, CNCH, and the Medical Center. And it'll actually result in a cost savings of about $4,400.
Is that what you're here for to also? Do you want to speak on it?
Currently, our Department of Health pays about $31,915 per month for CT service on aging equipment and for actually a payment on a 9-year-old piece of equipment. We can replace all 3 CTs with brand new GEs for $27,500 per month. It will save us $4,415 a month. For 72 months.
Thank you. Are there any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 17-131. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a professional service agreement with the University of Oklahoma. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion to do pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Ms. Others, do you want to come up? I know we need to amend this a little bit.
Yes. The legislation, it mentions the good health and wellness grant in Indian Country, and we still have that grant, but we're not going to be using the funds for it. We're going to reapply and then hopefully get them, use them later on down the road, but we still have enough in the budgets to work it out and do this adult tobacco survey with OU. We're trying to get 1,000 surveys of Creek citizens living within the jurisdiction, and that's just too much for our staff of four to handle, and they can analyze it and send us all the data and everything back, so that's what that's for.
So what's the amendment?
So I make a motion, we need to omit lines 10 and 11. And on line 14, on the first page, everything after survey, just take that out. Up to grant. So everything between survey and grant, just take that out. And then it should be good. Do you want to look at that? Just make sure. And that's a motion.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Did y'all get the
yes. Question? Does the time frame need to be changed? It's the August 1 through November 1.
I don't know.
It's down at the bottom, but it says.
Even in the agreement part?
21st day of June. But at the bottom it says the term of the agreement is August 1 through November 1.
Oh yeah, we'll have to change those. We're going to have to split, we're going to have to move it probably farther into next summer so that we can split it between the two fiscal years of our funding. I didn't realize it had the date on there.
The actual agreement will still go to the AG's office, though, right?
Yes.
So the AG's office will change any dates and make the agreement match the legislation, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so that would be the only thing that we need to change on the actual agreement is the date, if you're curious.
Okay.
Motion's been made to amend the legislation, delete lines 10 and 11, and on line 14, delete after tobacco, all the way down to grant. Is there a second on the amendment? Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The amendments were made. Back to the original motion. Is there no questions? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. TR 17-132, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Northeastern State University Sponsor is Representative Deer.
Madam Chair, motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Deer. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion? Any questions?
Partner with them, I believe, as well as Cherokee Nation, and I think the Northeastern Health System as well. So this is a really new program, and so what they're trying to do is they're trying to get agreements so that we can provide clinical rotation for some of their students. They don't have a set number of students that I'm aware of just yet. It's fairly new. Just like it took our college a couple of years, it's going to take them a couple of years as well to be accredited. Yeah, so it's just a fairly new, it's just, I guess, letting them know, yes, we're partnering with you guys to develop this PA program at Northeastern. I think they're in the process of trying to get providers on board so that they can have a what they call a preceptorship program developed. And so this will, so with this particular agreement, is it allows their students to kind of rotate at our facilities.
Okay. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-157, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Norman's Auto Rebuilders and Refinishers and John Tiger Artworks on behalf of Michael Kuhn, father to Michael K. Kuhn. Sponsor is Representative Scott.
Madam Chair, motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Representative Scott to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second? Second by Representative Barnett. Roll call, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That legislation is postponed indefinitely. NCA 17-163, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to student, teachers, education, and parents, STEP, at Booster Club for Kiefer Public Schools. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Sure.
Second by Representative Scott. Any discussion?
Yes. Can sit down, you can stand, whatever. Right. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I'm Julie Matheson. I am with the STEP program, which is a somewhat of a booster club with Kiefer Public Schools. And our superintendent had, through one of our parents, had made a request. We've got our girls' softball fields that are in pretty bad shape, in need of a lot of dirt work, in need of a lot of fencing. And so, through Representative Barnett, they've been working, and we were just requesting a possible donation to help with those funds. We have a lot of people who contribute in the community, but it's just kind of a project bigger than what we can get taken care of right away.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
I don't have a question, just a comment. And then it deals with the STEP. Because we also have a STEP program here, the State Tribal Education Partnership. So, you know, that's kind of some confusion there, but I don't know.
Ours is, yeah, student, teachers, education, and parents.
Yeah, but
I see what you're saying. Yes, Representative Deer.
Do you have a number of Creek students that will benefit from this?
Our enrollment when we wrote the letter was 790. Our enrollment, from what I understand, I'm on the school board, and we actually have a board meeting tonight, but we have increased that. I believe we are well over 800 students now, suffering some growing pains because we are growing so fast.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you ask how many Creek students? Is that what you were?
Creek students, yes.
I don't have specific Creek. I know 31% of our student population is Native American, but I don't have the breakdown.
But this is for the softball fields?
Mm-hmm. For the girls, softball field, yes.
So it would be 30% on that too? Or do you have a number of students?
No, I do not have a number of girls that are on the softball field.
Representative Hicks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Your Booster Club, is that a nonprofit organization?
Yes, we are 501c.
You're 501c?
Yes.
But yes, the funding's going back to the school for the ball fields.
Absolutely, yes. We will, we currently, everything that comes into our organization is 100% donated back to the school through grant requests. This particular, if approved, 100% of it would be right back to what we need for the softball fields, primarily to their work.
Any more questions? No? Thank you. Hello, Representative.
I just have a comment. You know, I mean, you have two different issues here, one with the school and one with the nonprofit, but the school receiving the benefit from the nonprofit. So the school being eligible for $2,000, I don't think I can support it at $5,000. So thank you.
Is that all? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deer.
No.
James Jennings.
No.
Rufus Scott.
Yes.
Madam Chair, there's a tie, and in case of a tie, the chairman gets to vote. Johnny Green.
No.
I want to change my vote to no, please.
Change your vote to no. So 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1.
Or 1-3, I should say.
Yeah.
We have 1 yes vote, 3 no votes, and that motion fails.
Madam Chair, motion to reconsider.
Motion by Representative Barnett to reconsider. For a second.
Second.
Second by Representative Scott.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the amount to $2,000.
Motion by Representative Barnett to amend the amount to $2,000. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Jennings, you have a good point. They were just, I mean, the Booster Club is in charge of this project, and it's a huge, massive project. They have a lot of community support. In no way would Creek Nation be, even with the $5,000, they would not be a major donor in this. They have all kinds of businesses donating locally. They have families donating their time and their energies. And I felt like with such a, the total cost of your project is $23,000. So it's really a community-wide program. If you know Kiefer at all, they're a really tight-knit community. And like she said, they are growing. They've got a lot of residential housing additions being built, and their school is growing. They've got stellar academics. and they really haven't asked for anything. And I think the last thing they asked for was in 2012. Their school board came and asked for funds to teach a Native American studies class that Mr. Lyerly, I believe, taught. And so 2012 was the last time we even gave him anything. So that's why I was comfortable with going for the $5,000 as opposed to the $2,000. So, and
do you remember how much we gave him for that, Alicia? It was like $8,000,
$6,000, something like that? Okay. Well, anyway, they hadn't asked for anything since 2002. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Motion is made to amend the amount. Roll call vote, please, on the amendment.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. The amount is amended to $2,000. Back to the main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you for being here.
BF&J.
I will be sent to BF&J for funding source. Next is NCA 17-164. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 37, Subsection 2-130, entitled Special Academic Extracurricular Program. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This legislation is asking to increase the extracurricular grant from 125 to 150. The F-17 grant amount was 125,000. 189 citizens received grant assistance up to $500. 100 citizens received laptops. The last laptop award was on March 30th of this year. The last grant was July 11th before we ran out of funds. Since that time, we've had 16 letters informing them that no laptops were available or grant funding available. There's been numerous citizens come in and ask for the assistance in the application, but were informed that we were out of funding, so they did not apply. And we still have them applying, so this is a very good program, and we'd ask that you consider increasing the amount.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Barnett.
Secretary Anderson, have we looked into any kind of programs to help our students with Chromebook insurance fees in our high schools?
Not that I know.
Thank you.
More questions? If not, roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-165. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the Department of Health and Human Services Indian Health Service Grant for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Any discussion?
Ms. Beaver, we have a handout.
Yes. This piece of legislation is to allow us to expend grants from a grant that we received from the Department of Health and Human Services. I believe it's $166,000, and it's for public health services, so our public health nursing activities. Thank you.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA NCO 17-166, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 37, Subsection 2-119, entitled Muscogee Creek Nation Pageant and Royalty. As sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Discussion?
Ms. Beaver or Ms. Mason?
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having us here today. We ask that we amend our original law. We would like to have a full-time position, which would be called the royalty coordinator. She will oversee, the new position would like oversee not just the pageant, but you know, the chaperoning, the scheduling, the booking, everything that we've been doing on a volunteer basis as our standing core committee outside of our working hours. So we think the need is greatly there as we move forward with pageant and our royalty, that we just have a full-time position. And that's what we're asking today.
Like Tara said, most of the duties that have been completed have been voluntarily. Last year, there were two people from my office who were on the committee, and so we were able to be flexible enough to roll some of those duties into what we were doing. However, we tracked that time, and we were spending at least 80% of a person, at least 80%. There was times that I know we didn't get tracked, just solely devoted to pageant duties. And so we feel like it really justified that there actually needs to be a person that's in charge of this. Because at this point, we haven't even begun any kind of planning for next year's pageant, and normally that's already in place. But there's just not enough time for staff-wise to do that during our own work days and still be able to complete some of our other work duties.
Will they be in your office or?
Actually, it would be under public relations.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be housed over there in public relations building.
Oh, okay. Any questions?
Ms. Rowe, you have any comment on it? No? Okay.
Yes, I just have a couple of questions. So, is PR aware of this? They welcome this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so then this would not really be a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 job. This would be as scheduled by PR to follow under 40 hours a week?
It would be like a full-time job, but the hours would be flexible if there's appearances like pageants in the evening time, whereas I spoke with Neely already, and their office already kind of has a flexible schedule, you know, like in-house flex and, you know, things of that nature, and so she would just, that position would just fall into that same role.
Okay. This came over from Chief's office as far as the way the legislation was written. Okay. So he did speak with the public relations.
Well, that's just my concern, is that if, because I know PR is shorthanded too, especially at different times of the year. And so if that person still ended up having to be given flex time or overtime, it really would defeat the purpose of having a special position. So that was my concern.
Yeah.
Okay. Our committee would still be available to help with chaperoning duties. Right now, like, everybody's really been pitching into that because I've been the main person and Billy Proctor, but this last couple of months I haven't been able to do any chaperoning duties, and so people filled in, and so that worked out pretty well where it was moving the time around where not just one person was doing it. And I think that's something that our committee would continue to do to support that staff person so that they also would be able to have a life.
and as a pageant committee, we'll still meet every second Tuesday of every month to, you know, to help her plan the pageant and give ideas and the future position. You know, she will kind of give a report back to the pageant committee, and then public relations manager just oversee the employee position.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Hicks.
Madam Chair, just out of curiosity, as far as paying, if this is approved.
$1,695, I believe, but don't quote me.
Yeah, the yearly salary would be $35,256.
$35,256,
yeah.
And then Representative Barnett asked a couple of questions that I had written down. What is the work schedule?
Mm-hmm.
The 40 hours. And then is this an hourly or salary position?
Salary. Salary.
Salary. So I was kind of thinking that it's Representative Barnett. I mean, I don't see a 40-hour work week. Of course, I don't have to deal with it like
that. Yeah, there will be. Like I said, we tracked throughout the year last year, and we were spending at least 80% a month of, like, one staff person. And that was me and another person who were doing all those duties. And it gets even more intense as we get closer to pageant. Mm-hmm. So they would probably definitely be needing to flex some time out, those kind of things, just because of the time frames that we are doing a lot of those duties. It's a full-time position. Yeah.
Last thing I have is, to me, $35,000 is a little steep for somebody to plan and organize and to travel. That's my opinion.
For me, it's definitely like someone who needs a bachelor's level degree probably, because there's a lot that goes into the planning for this position. I think somebody with associates with experience could do it, but there's a magnitude of things that have to be completed within this position. Definitely coordinating events throughout the year as well as the pageant. There's things that have to be done with marketing, advertisement, those type of things. And so it's definitely takes a lot of different skill sets. And so I definitely see, like, within our office, just in saying, showing the things that we had to do to make pageant happen, just the little pieces that we were doing, not including what the rest of the committee was working on, they definitely need that. They'll be in charge of monitoring the budget, too, so that's just another skill set that someone has to have, making sure that all the items for finance goes in correctly. And then that's a whole job by itself, I'll tell you that. Yeah, because I monitor that just for youth services right now. I don't have an administrative assistant, and that's another position for me by itself that I do in addition to managing the program. Yeah.
Any more questions? No? Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move back up to the Hitchcock Fire Department. Considering this today, we filled out the grant application. Filled out the grant application to apply for the $5,000 grant to, maintain some of our equipment. Most of our equipment is on the verge of expiring or already has expired. Most of the equipment, such as our fire apparatuses, our trucks and everything, they are purchased on a fairly used status when we get them. So, there's a lot of maintenance upkeep on those. So until we can figure out a better way of getting grants and things like that, it's hard to keep up with the maintenance and everything that they need. Now, the quotes that I've attached today, because I did not have quotes to show for the apparatus maintenance, such as the trucks and things, sometimes they break down. We just put them in the shop. Last year, we spent close to a little over $4,500 just on maintenance of our trucks last year. The quotes that I've attached today, I'm sorry that they're not better quotes, but those are for our self-containing breathing apparatuses. It allows our firemen to enter into an unhealthy air environment, such as a burning structure, if there's any rescues to be made within that structure or anything. Most of our apparatuses have expired, so we are due for new ones, so that leaves our firefighters
know, leaves us pretty short as a department on the SCBAs right now. Anyone have any questions? And we do, we had our board meeting this past Saturday, and they did vote to waive membership dues to all Creek citizens within our coverage area. So. Yes.
So you're going to purchase equipment, you're not going to have maintenance on the equipment?
Well, I didn't have quotes to show maintenance, like on our trucks and things like that, but these are needed as well. So it could go either whatever we are allowed to do underneath the grant. We definitely don't want to veer from the guidelines we want to do. I just did not have the quotes available for the maintenance of the trucks and things when they break down, the repairs and everything.
Well, on your application, it says maintenance.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize about that. Yes, ma'am.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer.
I just have a question real quick.
Yes.
So, were there other things that you needed?
Oh yeah, there's a considerable amount of equipment that we need. I think there's the list that we've went through and done inventory on all of our equipment as well as our trucks. Right now, we're so far out of ISO and NFPA standards that it's going to take so much to get caught up. We're a small department, so our funding is close to nothing.
The reason I ask is this grant, you're eligible for up to $5,000.
Right.
But you're only asking for $2,000? Or were you asking for
$2,000? No, the full $5,000.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You just weren't listing exactly what you were going to use it for yet. $45,000.
Right, and that was for the maintenance on the trucks and everything. But I did not have any quotes to show what we, you know, the maintenance on the trucks, because it's just when they break down and things. But the quotes that I gave are some of the equipment that we need to upkeep per standards. I'm sorry.
No,
it's kind of confusing.
I overlooked that. I wanted to make sure that you were getting everything you needed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Manager.
Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. It passes. Thank you.
There is 102 South Broadway. Oh, the P.O. box is the one I will need it mailed to.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. In other business, we have TR 17-129. That's the wish of this committee.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to add TR 17-129 to the agenda.
Motion by Representative Jennings to add TR 17-129 to the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. We will add TR 17-129 to the agenda. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Bruce Douglas to serve on the College of the Muscogee Nation Board of Regents. A sponsor is Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion?
Mr. Douglas. Seat number 3. Sorry.
You want to sit down or stand, whichever.
It's fine.
Whichever.
I'm back. I was confirmed in April to complete the seat of Ms. Ramona Mason. So her term is up at the end of this month. So I am up again to fulfill the commitment of being on the Board of Regents.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I'd like to make a motion on line 17, where it says Regent seat number one.
Yep.
To change it to seat number three.
James made a motion to amend on line 17 to the seat number one to seat number three. Two seconds. Second by Representative McDear. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Burnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got four in favor and zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That amendment passes. Are there any questions? Is that what he wants? The speaker said pre-agenda.
Pre-agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got four in favor and zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. That motion passes. And you can be present at the pre-agenda.
Okay.
September 30th. Right.
September 30th. 9 o'clock. Okay. Middle.
Thank you. No other business. Are there any announcements? No announcements. Any motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. I'd like to ask Representative Barnett if she would give a benediction, please.
Yes.
Father, we